For another perspective on where we are and where we're headed in ovarian cancer, I met with Dr. Ursula Matulonis, who began our discussion by commenting on treatment strategies now being evaluated in ongoing clinical trials.
For upfront disease and newly diagnosed patients, most of the studies have focused on women who have advanced cancer, so either stage 3 or stage 4. Very few studies are looking at stage 1 and stage 2, predominantly because they're not that common. You know, the majority of women are still diagnosed with stage 3 and stage 4 disease. There's an ongoing gynecologic oncology group study that is looking at carboplatin plus paclitaxel with or without Avastin upfront. So that's the first randomization. It's a placebo study, so women and doctors don't know what they're getting. And then in the maintenance phase, there's a second randomization. Either they're randomized to placebo or to Avastin. And that includes women who have stage 3 and stage 4. Recently changed also to include patients who have optimally debulked cancers to try to really enhance accrual on this trial. And I was just at the GOG meetings last week, and accrual now is actually going pretty well. There is a decision that's just been made that when women go on the maintenance portion of this, either Avastin or no Avastin, that's given for approximately a year later, if they progress during that maintenance phase, they were not unblinded. So if you're on placebo and you came off trial, you didn't know whether or not Avastin made sense to go on or not. So that is in the process of changing. So patients will now know, doctors will now know if patients are on placebo or on Avastin. That's going to be a very important study. And that will change downstream treatment in terms of recurrence and maintenance if the study is positive. And again, there's no indication at this point whether or not that study is positive or not. And again, the primary endpoint of that trial is progression-free survival.
What about safety data?
No, we do not have any safety data. No. The data will be looked at initially in the spring of 2009 to look at any difference in PFS. And at this point, there's not been a large safety signal that has caused the closure of the trial.
Now, are you putting patients on the study?
We do not. We have some GOG studies. What we have our own Dana-Farber Harvard Cancer studies in-house.